The word for you today is, you have a gift God can use. In Romans chapter 12, verse 6, the scripture reveals, we all have different gifts, each of which came because of the grace God gave us. A pastor writes, God used a seemingly random skill to strategically position David, and the slingshot skill isn't the only example. When David played the harp, it soothed Saul's spirit. See 1 Samuel 16, verse 23. Now that's how David met Jonathan, King Saul's son. That's how he learned the customs of the king's court. Without his musical skills, David wouldn't have even gotten a foot in the door. You never know what skill God will use for his purposes, so don't underestimate the strangest of skills. God can use anything for his purposes if we simply allow ourselves to be used by him. God used Noah's boat-building skills, Joseph's ability to interpret dreams, and the Magi's astrological knowledge. No skill is unredeemable or unusable in God's grand scheme. But here's what you need to see. The greatest psalms came out of the worst circumstances. The most comforting psalms were written in the most uncomfortable situations. David is walking through the valley of the shadow of death. David is agonizing over his adulterous affair with Bathsheba. David is a fugitive hiding out in the caves of Adullam. David didn't want to be in any of those situations, but they produce the profound lyrics we find in Psalm 23, Psalm 51, and Psalm 142. Now maybe you're wrestling with depression, or reeling from a mistake that seems unforgivable, or just sick and tired of being sick and tired. So you may not like your present circumstances, but they may be the key to your character development. And character development is the key to your future. And that's the word for you today.